How's everybody doing? Today is the day that we're going to start rebuilding. What does that look like? What is that? Honestly, it varies from person to person. You know, it varies from you to the next person, from me. I know for me, as I mentioned previously, that when I was doing this, when I set out to do or become a podcaster, like I had a laser focus on just one particular avenue, and I feel like I burned myself out so quickly, and I didn't really have anything else after that. And it wasn't really like I didn't have anything else. See, this is what happened. I let social media cloud my creativity. And yes, that is the thing. There's a lot of creators that say like they don't be on social media because it really dumbs down their creativity to create something. And that's what I felt like. You know, I felt like the topic that I was talking about, everybody was talking about it. Like everybody and their mama, like if you turn on the TV, if you turn on the news, if you're on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, whatever the case may be, you hear everybody and their mama giving some type of relationship advice and their perspective of what's what. But don't get me wrong, I love talking about relationships. I love talking about the underlining issues in relationships. But let's put that like on a back burner right now. Let's do something that I like to do. And what is that? If I can do this, I'll be a time traveler. So let's just travel back in time. You know, this is not going to be like a meditation type of skit today, but indulge me. Let's travel back in time, right? You know, pick whatever time period that you would like to visit in your timeline, not somebody else's timeline, not a fiction timeline, your own life timeline. Okay. So let's go back to, for me, I'm going to go back to 1997, 98, right? That's I call that the gap year. I call that the year that you can do no wrong. You know, it doesn't matter what you said, what you did. Like, it didn't have that much of an importance on your life that is going to shape and mold you. That's my perspective. Hence why I call it the gap year. But that's also the years that I was the most happiest. Now, you're wondering why I say out of them 2 years, as I've been on this planet for 38 years. And out of the 38 years that I've been here, there's only 2 years that I was the most happiest. I'm going to be honestly genuine. Yeah. And I'm going to tell you why. And this kind of goes into the segment of what I want to get into. The reason why I was the most happiest is because I wasn't thinking about nothing. Like, I didn't let life dictate who I was. I wasn't questioning, am I doing something right? Am I doing something wrong? Like, yo, none of that shit came into play. Like, none of that shit mattered. Like, I woke up, I had fun. And the most important, I truly knew who I was. And that is the key or the segue into what I want to talk about. To rebuild, man, you got to know who you are. But first and foremost, you got to know where you came from. And by all means, yo, like, I'm a creator. I love to create. Like, ever since I was little, man, I always like to create something out of nothing. Like, that, yo, that brings me joy. And like I said, like, back in time, you know, 98, I created a life for myself that had no rules, had no boundaries, had no end. I wasn't thinking about, obviously, going into high school. I wasn't thinking about what's going to happen. I didn't think about getting a job. I didn't think about none of that. The only thing I thought about was waking up and just doing whatever the hell I wanted to do. And as easy as and as simplistic as it sounds, some of us lost that. Some of us lost our way. Like, I know for me, you know, once I entered high school, I can remember changing. And it wasn't like I had to change. I thought I had to change. I thought I had to become this person. I thought I had to grow up even more than what I was doing already. I thought I needed to figure out my life right then and there. And that put a lot of pressure. And some of y'all can relate, you know, having the whole world and everybody telling you like, this must really matter. Like these 4 years is going to, you know, dictate like what's going to happen in college. And then once you get in college, like these 4 years or these 8 years is going to dictate what's going to happen. Like, don't get me wrong. Yes, them years are crucial, but it doesn't need to break you. And to be honest, it really don't need to make you either. Your life is however you want to make it, man. But not for nothing, I fell entrapped into what society told me and what I needed to become. And honestly, I lost my way. I became a different version of myself. And I've been searching for that kid again, you know, that seventh and eighth grader that had all the confidence to do everything. And don't get me wrong, I do have confidence. I have the abundance of willpower and confidence and courage to do set things that I want to do. But only me, only I know the true nature of me. I know who I am as a person. And I can say I lost that. And that's basically what today is really all about, is I can remember that kid just waking up with pure confidence. Yeah, a little bit naive, you know, not understanding the world. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe I gained too much knowledge at an early age that sometimes my own barriers are myself. And some of y'all can relate. Sometimes me being me just fucks up the whole entire journey. So how do one rebuild? How do one become themselves again? You know, you got to take the time to sit back and figure out who you, where you want to be at, where you want to go, where, and all the stuff that you overcame. How did that shape you? How did that mold you? I know for me, I could say like I lost a part of myself. I lost a part of myself when my mom died. I lost a part of myself when my dad died. You know, and then I just let the world just shape me into a very hard driven person. Yeah. Sorry to get like deep and sad real quick, but I'm just reflecting, man. I'm just thinking about like all the stuff that I went through, man. I can't even tell you that I took the time to rejoice and just show gratitude that, you know, I'm still here. I'm always looking for the next solution. I'm always looking for the next adventure. I'm always looking ahead. Instead of taking the time to just enjoy the present. I've always been chasing something, been running towards something. And for the most part, it paid off, but it's paying off. Because I'm not exactly where I want to be yet, but I'm still getting it. But today, like, as I'm talking to y'all, like, I want y'all to think about all the shit that have been plaguing you, that you probably lost, that you wish you can get back. Like, yo, just think about when you was a little kid, like all the dreams and aspirations that you had, like this unforgivable kid that probably was naive too, that is going to shape and change the world, or whatever world that you thought that you're going to change and shape. What happened to that person? What truly happened to that person? Can you truly say that you are a better version than the younger version that you knew? I can speak for myself, honestly. Sometimes I don't even remember that guy. I don't remember that kid anymore. Sometimes I wish that kid can come out and play sometimes. And that's where the stages start. We need to travel back to our youth, man. We need to travel back to when life was somewhat simplistic, easier, or whatever definition that you think is easier. We need to get back to that kid-like mentality and not let the world shape us and mold us and tell us who we should be. When deep down inside, we know who we want to be. We just have to not be afraid to step out there, man. You know, don't lose yourself in whatever journey that you're about to embark on. Do not let society, do not even let your partner, shit, don't let anybody tell you who you should be. You should become the version that you want to be. To rebuild, we have to start back in the past. So today, I challenge every last one of y'all to travel back to a place when it was simplistic, easier, kid-like. And I want y'all to bring out that inner child and create something. You don't got to tell me, but if you want to share it with me, I'd be more than happy to hear it and I will basically put it on the show. But I challenge y'all. I want y'all to go out there and create something. Create something that kid-like that's in you that would be so grateful to see or so grateful to do. So that's my challenge for y'all. I'm going to do the same thing too. The next time I actually get on here, I'm going to share what I actually created. I'm going to probably show it on my YouTube page. And if you haven't subscribed to my YouTube page, I'll put the link below to all the YouTube page that I have. So by all means, check it out. There's basically three channels that I have and it's very easy to find me. It's just my name, Tyreek J. Pratt, T-Y-R-E-K, J, P-R-A-T-T. Or Ty, T-Y, J, P-R-A-T-T. Okay, that's the main two. And then the other two will be my fitness channel for my business. So that's Against All Odds, Health and Fitness. But like I said, I'll put that all in the link below. But yeah, I challenge y'all. And I would like to see it and hear it. You can, you know, obviously send me a clip or a video, obviously through here or Anchor. If you're listening on Anchor, you can send it basically directly. If you're on a YouTube, you can send it basically on YouTube. However you want to get it to me, by all means, you can do that. But like I said, I challenge every last one of you, including myself, to create something that the kid like in you will appreciate. So I'm about to sign off right now because I need to get to work. So I hope every last one of y'all have a great and prosperous day. Until next time, I'll talk to you.